Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're going to be talking all about October. Yes, there are many things that are special about October. Well, what does October make you think about? Is there anything that you are looking forward to this month? What is special about October for you? Carolyn, is there anything special about October?
Well, I love October when I'm in the U.S. because, well, the leaves are beautiful, they're still on the trees, it's not too cold yet, and my hometown has a great festival the second and third weekends of October.
What is that festival, Carolyn?
It is Railroad Days.
Railroad Days? Wait, can you explain a little more about Railroad Days?
Well, my hometown is a railroad town, or it used to be, and there used to be a lot of train traffic going through.
Oh.
So we have a festival to celebrate our railroad heritage.
Well, that is a cool thing to celebrate in West Virginia. Well, what about you, friends? What is special about October for you? What does it make you think about? It's somebody's birthday this month, so happy birthday! Let's get started with our lesson all about October.
October. The 10th month of the year has a lot to offer. Opal is the traditional birthstone for this month. The Greek meaning is to see a color change. The stone occurs in several colors, such as white or black. It can even be transparent with flashes of color. C. The calendula, or marigold, is this month's flower, which represents sympathy. T. Top names in theater, music, and dance will appear at the Melbourne Festival. It runs from October 11 to 27. If you are headed to Australia, don't miss it.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Time flies. We're already into October, the 10th month of the year. In today's article, we'll learn some fun, interesting, and cool facts about October. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Flash. Flash is a noun. There was a flash of light in the night sky. Sympathy. Sympathy is a noun. Susan expressed her sympathy to John when his father died. Educate. Educate is a verb. The government has been educating people on how to keep the country clean. Sculpture. Sculpture is a noun. The Sculpture Museum in Paris is very popular. Your more information words are transparent. Transparent is a noun. Jerusalem Nights Festival. Jerusalem Nights Festival is a noun. Contemporary. Contemporary is an adjective. Now let's get started with our article.
Okay, let's learn all about October. Actually, the month October, the word starts with O-C-T, and that is a prefix for eight. You know other words that begin with oct, right? Octagon has eight sides. An octopus has eight arms. So why is October the 10th month of the year, Carolyn?
Well, it does seem a little bit strange, but October used to be the 8th month of the year, and then two more months were added later.
Okay, well, that's a good history lesson. In case you didn't know, January and February were added later to the calendar. So now October is the 10th month of the year. And the 10th month of the year has a lot to offer. Carolyn, get us started with O.
All right. Yes, the first letter in October is O, and our lesson today uses each letter in the word to describe something special about the month. So, O, opal, is the traditional birthstone for this month. So, if you are born in the month of October, your birthstone is the opal.
Okay, so, were you born in October? Well, the opal is your birthstone. And let's learn a little bit about the meaning of this word. The Greek meaning is to see a color change. Well, it's fun to learn about the meanings of words. So, opal in Greek means to see a color change. What about opal in Chinese? 蛋白石, that's egg white stone. It kind of looks like egg white if you look at it. Some opals have that color.
That's right, but we learn a little bit more about this stone. The stone occurs in several colors, such as white or black. So you can have white opals, like the 蛋白石, or you could have a black opal. And there are even more colors, right, Gabe?
That's right. That's why we see this phrase, such as. That means it includes more than those colors. Okay, it can even be transparent with flashes of color. Okay, so not just white or black. It could be transparent sometimes. If something is transparent, that means you can see through it. Like the windows of your car or house, or maybe your glasses or a glass that you're drinking out of. Those things are transparent.
And if an opal is transparent, then it will have flashes of color. And flash is a word from our word bank. Let's take a look at it. If something flashes, that means that it's very bright. You only see it for a short amount of time.
That's right. So you just use the word as a verb, so flash can be a noun or a verb. Something could flash like lightning or your camera if you have your flash on. Of course, here it is used as a noun, so there are flashes of color. The flashes that pop out, you can see the color for a second or two. So you could talk about something like lightning that has a flash as well. Well, right now it's time for us to continue learning something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. They're going to tell us a little bit more about the kind of lesson we have here today. It's called an acrostic.
In this month's Month Facts feature, our author presents her information in a very creative way. She uses the word October as an acrostic.
An acrostic is formed when the first letters in a series of lines or verses are arranged in such a way that they spell out a word or phrase.
Over the centuries, acrostics have been used to highlight people's names, to conceal a message, and to remember information.
Right. By associating something with each of the seven letters of the word October, the author is helping us remember the 7 points she makes about the month of October.
Okay, here's an acrostic that helps us remember the colors of the rainbow. Roy G. Biv.
Now, this acrostic is made up. Roy is the fictitious man's first name. G is his middle initial. And Biv, B-I-V, is his last name.
Roy G. Biv helps us remember the colors in order. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
Here's another acrostic to help us remember the planets of our solar system. The sentence, "My very excellent mom just served us nachos."
Good one, Ken. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune for nachos.
今天这一课介绍 October 10月，有没有注意到作者把 October 这个字的每一个字母都当做一个段落的提示？所以 O 表示 opal， C 表示 calendula，T 是 theater， 然后 O B E R 都各有它们的含义。这种手法来自 acrostic 离合诗。acrostic 就是用每一行字的第一个字母组合成。 诗句的一种诗。那 acrostic 常常被用来帮助人们的记忆，比如说彩虹的颜色，红橙黄绿蓝靛紫。我们可以用 Roy G. Biv 这个虚构的人名当做一个 acrostic 来帮助我们记得 red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Well, let's get back to our acrostic here for the month of October. We are on C. The calendula, or marigold, is this month's flower, which represents sympathy. So the marigold can also be known as a calendula, and it represents sympathy.
And I like a flower that represents sympathy. Let's look at that word from our word bank, sympathy. If you have sympathy for someone, that means you provide care for that person. You care for them, especially if they're going through a difficult time. You sympathize with that person. So this word can also be a verb. S-Y-M-P-A-T-H-I-Z-E. Do you sympathize with people?
That's right. So this is just a very natural feeling of caring for someone who seems to have some problem, and you feel bad and you want to help them even. So if you remember our lesson on Moses the elephant, we read about a woman who had a lot of sympathy for orphaned animals, so she started this special orphanage for them.
That's right. That's a good reminder. So you can use this word in a way like this. You could say, you have my sympathy. If you care for somebody, you want to let them know you're there for them. You could say, you have my sympathy. This is a little different from the word empathy, E-M-P-A-T-H-Y, and that is if you have experienced something that someone went through, you understand their pain exactly, you can empathize with that person. But if you just want to show them you care, you sympathize with that person.
That is great. Those two words are different, but share that same feeling of caring. Well, moving on in our acrostic, the letter T. Top names in theater, music, and dance will appear at the Melbourne Festival.
Well, hey, let's look at some words from that sentence there. We see top names. If something is at the top, that means it is the best, or maybe the most popular, the most well-known. So you could use that word in other ways. You want to find the top doctor if you need to have surgery.
That is a very good idea. You might also look at the music charts to see which song is the top song or the number one song right now.
And of course, here we're talking about top names or celebrities that will appear at the Melbourne Festival. It runs from October 11 to 27. If you are headed to Australia, don't miss it. Yes, if you have a chance to be in Australia at this time, don't miss this festival.
It will be a great one with those top names there. Well, right now it is time for us to learn something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 flash 这个名词。Flash 是指闪烁或闪光，例如 a sudden flash of lightning brightened up the night sky. 突然一道闪电的光芒照亮了夜空。Flash 也指突然或一瞬间，例如 a flash of inspiration came to the director and he decided to shoot the scene outdoors. 导演灵光一闪，决定在户外拍这场戏。继续我们看的是 sympathy 这个不可数名词。S-Y-M 这个字首有一起的意思， P-A-T-H 这个字根有感受的意思，所以 sympathy 是指同情。例如 Nathan has a lot of sympathy for hearing impaired kids. Nathan 对于听障的孩子非常有同情心。它的形容词是 sympathetic, S-Y-M-P-A-T-H-E-T-I-C, 意思是同情的或者是感同身受的。例如 many people are sympathetic toward the hurricane victims. 许多人对这些飓风受灾户都感同身受。
Today we are learning all about the month of October and some of the great things that go on during this month. Today our lesson is an acrostic, and so far we have looked at the first three letters, O-C-T, oct, which means eight. O is for opal, C is for calendula, and T is for the top names in theater at the Melbourne Festival in Australia. Well, we have a lot more to learn about this month, so let's continue with our next letter, O.
October. O. The Old City in Jerusalem will hold the Jerusalem Nights Festival the last four Thursdays this month. Visitors will get a taste of the Middle Ages with entertainment from that time period. B. Blindness Awareness marks this month. World Sight Day occurs October 10 this year. It focuses on educating people about blindness and raising money for blindness prevention programs. E. Every year, October ends on the same day of the week as February does. R. The Regent's Park in London hosts the Frieze Art Fair in mid-October. Contemporary art galleries from around the world will be featured along with a sculpture park.
Okay, let's go back up to that first letter, O, in this section. The Old City in Jerusalem will hold the Jerusalem Nights Festival the last four Thursdays this month. All right, so we already had an O where we talked about the opal. Here we're talking about the Old City in Jerusalem. Okay, so this place dates back a long, long time.
That's right, and this sounds like a very fun festival. Visitors will get a taste of the Middle Ages with entertainment from that time period. So, it will be a very interesting festival with people dressed as medieval characters.
Okay, so, have you ever seen a knight? Well, I would be interested in seeing a knight and other things like this from the medieval time period. The Jerusalem Nights Festival does sound pretty interesting. So, visitors will get a taste of the Middle Ages with entertainment from that time period. What about other time periods? Do you know about other time periods in history? Well, we learned a little bit about Victorian time periods before, or like the Renaissance. These are different ages or time periods in history.
That is right. Well, moving right along in our lesson, we have the letter B for Blindness Awareness marks this month. So, this is a very special month because it tries to raise awareness about blindness.
Well, this raises awareness about blindness, but awareness can be used in other ways. You might talk about cancer awareness, making people aware of cancer and what we can do to maybe help find a cure for cancer. Different kinds of awareness, making people aware of something so that they know about something. They know that there's a problem, maybe they can help. Well, right now it's time for us to learn more with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. Hope you're all doing well today. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this sentence, Blindness Awareness marks this month. That's our grammar tip sentence. It just means blindness awareness makes this month special. Our focus today is on the word marks. Here it means to characterize or to make something special or different. So, today's sentence just means blindness awareness makes this month special. This use of mark is most often found in formal situations to talk about how something is distinguished or made unique by an event or a situation. For example, a fireworks display marks the evening. Or, the opening ceremony was marked by a special performance from a children's choir. So, give this word a try. Think of an event or situation that makes something special and practice using mark to describe it. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. And Blindness Awareness does mark this month. And World Sight Day occurs October 10th this year. So on October 10th, look up some more information. Try to learn more about blindness, its causes, what you can do to be more helpful to people who have this illness.
That's right. Well, let's read more about World Sight Day. It focuses on educating people about blindness and raising money for blindness prevention programs. prevention. If you prevent something from happening, that means you stop it from happening. If there's a way to stop someone from becoming blind, wouldn't you want to know how? Well, World Sight Day will help to focus on educating people about things like this. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank, educate. Carolyn, what does that mean?
Well, if you educate someone, then you are teaching them something useful, something that they can use later and perhaps teach to other people.
So you can educate somebody. You give them information about something. This word can also be used in another way. You can add an ED to this word. Someone is educated. That means they learned a lot. They learned something. If you're learning English here at Studio Classroom, you are educated, and you're becoming more and more educated every day as you get more and more knowledge.
That's right. And educated begins with E, which is the next letter in our lesson. Every year, October ends on the same day of the week as February does.
Well, that's an interesting fact to know about October. Well, there are a couple of months that are paired like this. October and February end on the same day of the week. March and June end on the same day. April and December. August and November end on the same day. Now here, May and September don't ever end on the same day as other months. So those are just some interesting facts about months.
That is a very interesting way that our calendar works. Well, we have one more letter, the letter R. The Regent's Park in London hosts the Frieze Art Fair in mid-October. So if you're in London, you can go to an art fair.
That's true. This sounds interesting to me. I love art. And this is in mid-October, actually October 17th through 20th. And contemporary art galleries from around the world will be featured along with a sculpture park. If something is contemporary, that means it is modern. You might talk about contemporary music. That's music that people listen to now.
That's right. And in that sentence, we have a word from the word bank, sculpture. Now, a sculpture could be made of wood or metal or stone, mm-hmm. but it is something that is carved and it is considered art.
That's right. Or maybe even sand sculptures or ice sculptures. If you are working on a sculpture, you are called a sculptor. S-C-U-L-P-T-O-R, a sculptor. Well, right now it's time for us to learn more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
OK, 继续我们看的是 educate 这个动词。Educate 是指教育。例如 Jenny quit her job to educate her kids at home. Jenny 为了在家教育小孩辞掉了她的工作。她的名词是 education, E-D-U-C-A-T-I-O-N.例如 ,higher education in America is quite expensive. 在美国的高等教育相当的昂贵。它的形容词是 educational, E-D-U-C-A-T-I-O-N-A-L. 例如 ,an educational magazine, 一本具有教育性的杂志。接我们来看的是 contemporary, 这个形容词。T-E-M-P-O-R, 这个字根有时间的意思。所以 contemporary 是指当代的、现代的或者是同时代的。例如 she wrote a lot of contemporary music for movies. 她为电影写过许多的现代音乐。或者是 the contemporary style of the hotel attracted many customers. 这家旅馆的现代风格吸引了许多顾客。And now I'll give the time back to our teachers.
Well, we've talked about many different things about October here today. Now, which one of the things that were mentioned here today would you like to celebrate most? Carolyn, is there anything that you want to celebrate? Any festival you want to attend?
Well, I think I would really like to go to the Jerusalem Nights Festival. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Jerusalem. I think it'd be a beautiful city to visit. And it sounds like a very interesting festival with a lot of history.
Well, Carolyn, let's go together. I have never been to Jerusalem either. I'd love to go, especially for this festival. Okay, thank you for joining us today. And of course, we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. last a lifetime.